The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in once again for Meg. In the studio with me this Friday is Dr. Ben McMillan from Neil Clinic. How are you doing today, sir?
It's Friday. It's a great day.
I'm
happy to be up here again. Thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. PJ. It's a good day for that song. Get people pumped up on a sunny day.
Yeah, I do feel good. It is a great way to start the morning, a little James Brown. And like PJ said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neil Clinic located over on Creighton Road. And it's always fun being up here as part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. One thing that I really appreciate about doing this show is it really gives us a chance to talk about health in a practical way. You know, a lot of people are dealing with pain or headaches, stiffness, or maybe just not feeling like themselves physically, but they're not always sure what is normal and what is not, and, you know, when they should actually do something about it. So today, I wanted to talk about three things that come up all the time in my office. First, how to know when pain is something you should really get checked out instead of just waiting and hoping that it goes away. The next thing I want to get into is treatment options, you know, especially for people who are maybe curious about chiropractic care, but you're a little nervous about it or think there's maybe only one way to do that. And the last thing I want to spend a little bit of time talking about are car accidents, because a lot of people really underestimate how often symptoms show up later and not always right away, right after that accident. So if you've been dealing with neck pain or headaches, back pain, sciatic pain, or again, if you just feel like your body hasn't felt right in a while, I hope today's conversation will help you decide what your next step should be. If you're tuned in and listening with us this morning, and you've got a question that you want me to discuss live on the air this morning, send PJ and I a text message with your question, and I'll answer as many of those as I can get to this morning. What's the number they can send those into?
437-1620, 437-1620.
Yeah, I always love it when everybody out there listening participates. Makes it fun for me. I get to answer your questions. And that's a rare opportunity. You don't get the option to just ask your doctor a question and have them answer it immediately from the comfort of your car or office or wherever you're listening from this morning. So send those in and I'll get to as many of those as I can. All right, so let's jump into it. One of the biggest things I see every single week is people that have waited too long to get something checked out. You know, a lot of people assume if you can still go to work, if you're still getting through the day and somewhat functional, you know, with whatever they're dealing with, it must not be that serious enough to look into. And I understand that. Life is busy. You know, PJ and I were just talking about, you know, having kids. We've all got jobs, responsibilities, and a lot of times you're just going to tell yourself, hey, it's probably just stress, or maybe I slept wrong. I'll give it another week, which turns into another month, which turns into another month. And that cycle just keeps on going. But I see this at my clinic all the time. What started out as something mild or maybe occasional starts to become more frequent, more intense, and then it's harder to calm down if it goes unaddressed for too long. You know, maybe that neck tension once or twice a week has started to turn into regular headaches. Every morning I'm getting a headache when I get up, or every day at the end of the day after sitting at the computer all day, now my head's hurting every time I go home from work. I'm having to take that ibuprofen or those medications every single day. Those things aren't vitamins. That's not how they're designed to be taken on a daily basis like that. Or maybe it's the lower back. You know, maybe it just started as some tightness after a long day out in the yard. But now it's pain that's shooting down the leg or into the hip. Even stuff just like that morning stiffness. And then a few months later, it starts to affect the way that you're sleeping, or you're having to scale back on exercise, or your work is being affected. And that stuff can, you know, translate out into your mood. Pain affects the way you interact with everything in your life. And I see that very frequently. You know, people don't get to get out and enjoy the things that they do on a regular basis. And that makes life not nearly as fun when you're hurting, when you're trying to do something you enjoy. And that's usually the point where people finally come in. And a lot of them tell me the same thing. Boy, I wish I had done something sooner about this. You know, it started a few months ago, but it's just gotten worse and worse. And now I can't do fill in the blank. I can't sit at my desk. I can't pick up my grandkids. I can't go walk around my neighborhood anymore. And one of the biggest misconceptions that people have is that the severity of the pain is the only thing that matters. But clinically, that's not really how we look at it. What I want to know is, how long has it been going on? How are the symptoms progressing? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Has it just stayed the exact same since it started? What kind of stuff during your daily life is it affecting? Like, is it uncomfortable to get up and down out of a chair? Does it hurt when you walk? Is this something you've had in the past and you get every few months? Is this something you've never had before? You know, how did it start? Are there any symptoms that that correlate with it, like headaches or that numbness or tingling or weakness? Pain traveling down the arm or into the leg? Those are the kinds of things that we are going to want to know, aside from just, yeah, my back hurts. Because when pain becomes persistent or recurrent, or it starts changing the way you move and function, that's when it deserves a closer look, because our bodies are connected. And if you're walking different to avoid that painful sensation in your leg, we're going to turn some back pain into a hip issue, into a knee thing. And now we've got to fix all these areas instead of just that one. At our clinic, one of the biggest things that we focus on is an accurate diagnosis first. Before we start thinking about treatment, we want to understand what is actually driving that problem. Is this a joint issue? Is it more muscular? Is there any disc involvement or nerve irritation? Is this just something from postural overload, right? Is your desk set up properly? Is this something that you've just been in this poor position all day, every day for the last, 5, 10, 20 years, and now it's really becoming a problem? Is this an injury from an accident? You know, did you fall? I saw a gentleman the other day who was pulling some wallpaper off his wall and fell off the stool. You know, those are relatively easy ones to figure out what caused it, right? The fall. But sometimes it is just what you've been doing every single day for the last few years really adds up over time. And sometimes the symptoms that people describe, they sound simple, but when evaluated properly, there's more going on than they realized. And that matters, because treatment works best when it matches the actual problem. The other thing I would say is this: pain is not always the best measure of how much a problem is affecting you. Sometimes people adjust to pain so gradually, they don't really realize how much it's changed their daily life until they start to get better. Then they start to notice, I'm sleeping better. I'm turning my head a little better. It doesn't hurt when I'm driving and I start to rotate left or right. I'm not thinking about my back every single hour of the day anymore. And that's a big deal. I love it when my patients come in and I ask them, how's your pain been the last few days? And they have to pause and think about it. And they say, you know what? I can't even remember having that pain over the last couple of days. And that's what a win looks like in my clinic.
We do have a question for you on the phone line here. So caller, go ahead with your question for Dr. Ben.
Hello, Dr. Ben. This is Chris. Background, several months ago, I got in the hospital, had E. coli. They cured me from that pretty good. The antibiotic they gave me, I've had severe reactions to the Levaquin. My hand doctors and all have got everything working pretty good again. The left arm, I have no control when it goes over my head. The neurologist said it may be an L7.
C7 up in the cervical spine. Yeah, so
yeah.
Quick little anatomy lesson. Our cervical spine, there's 7 vertebrae, 7 bones, and 8 discs up there. Oh. And the nerve roots that exit from your neck travel all the way down into your arms and hands. And that's probably why he's saying, that C7 area, depending on where the pain is, you getting any numbness, tingling, anything like that?
There's no pain. There's no pain at all. And if I reach out forward, I can pick up, a multivitamin or something like that off the table, a penny, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can grab and pull, but there's no push to it.
So a loss of like muscular strength.
Either tendons or muscle. Well, I've got good pull strength. I just don't have any push strength.
Yeah, and so there's 2 components to those nerve roots. There's a motor component and a sensory component. So when the sensory component's affected, that's when we start to see the numbness, the tingling, the shooting or stabbing pain. Nerve pain can come in several different variations of that symptom. The motor component is kind of what you're talking about, where we're losing muscular strength. And it's not that I'm saying, Chris, you got to get back in the gym and really start, pushing some weights around. It's that the nerve is being impinged upon so much that we're losing that motor component. And that's one of the things in evaluation. We do a neurologic evaluation, and we're going to check neurologic reflexes, neurologic strengths. And again, those strengths aren't you got to hit the gym. It's do you have a discrepancy from your left arm to your right arm where I'm going to have you put your arms and hands in a few positions and I'm going to press and one side's just going to cave in a certain position because you don't have the neurologic input to those specific muscle groups to withstand that, you know, pressure, that tension that we're putting on them. With that neurologic strength, that's something you definitely need to be pursuing because without getting that fixed sooner rather than later, you can lose those.
Oh, yeah, it's already on schedule.
Good. Things like getting an MRI, we need to take a good look at the neck and see where the nerve is being impinged and what exactly is going on. The MRI will give us a really good, I mean, we'll have all the answers to the test if we get that MRI. It's going to show us what exactly the nerve pinch is, how bad the disc, is it a disc, is it arthritic, like what's causing the compression. And that's kind of what guides our treatments for those things because reducing inflammation around that irritated nerve root, or is it something surgical where they need to go in and shave off part of that? Maybe it's a disc herniation that's kind of pressing on that nerve. Do they need to go in and shave that disc off to, you know, take the physical pressure off of that nerve to restore the strength and then get you in physical therapy to have you start doing stretches and exercises? From a chiropractic standpoint, depending on what that MRI says, you know, we can do some manipulations to get some of the pressure off of that nerve by moving the joints around.
Yeah.
And then doing things like our class 4 laser therapy to help reduce the inflammation around that to get that nerve to start to heal. That's one of the big things. So do you have an MRI set up?
Yes, I already have one set up. I had one on my right arm because they thought the tendons had snapped in it. That's one of the reactions to the drug.
Yeah, the medications do a lot of and one of those side effects that doesn't really get discussed when you start taking antibiotics and anti-inflammatories are the joint issues that come along with that stuff. Now, there's absolutely a time and place for that. If you have a pretty severe E. coli infection, take the antibiotics. I'm not saying I'm against those, but they do come with a big list of side effects. And a lot of times with the weakness in the arm or people get those symptoms in the arm, they don't connect the dots that it's actually coming from the neck. So I bet, you know, it's pretty rare that somebody comes in with those neurologic symptoms and they check out the arm and they see anything. Probably not coming from the arm. It's more likely coming from the neck. So I'm glad we already have the ball rolling, getting the MRI, getting the imaging, because that's, you know, again, that's going to give us most of the answers that we need. And then from there, getting somebody to really go through and explain what that MRI report, because it's going to be written in the radiologists use a different language and a way to talk that is kind of confusing if you don't know what those specific words mean. So make sure and get your questions answered about that. But I'm really happy to hear you already have that MRI scheduled. That's a really good place to start.
Yeah, I do appreciate your information. I hope that was a different question.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your phone call.
All right, thanks for the call today. We do have another question for you on the text line. You are listening to Dr. Ben McMillan from Neil Clinic on Pep Talk today, 437-1620, 437-1620, if you have any questions for him. Does chiropractic work help with the lymphatic system?
Yeah, lymphatic drainage and the lymphatic system isn't necessarily a joint issue. More, you know, in our clinic, we have two massage therapists. The lymphatic massage would be kind of where I'd direct you for that. And then what exactly kind of lymph issues are you having? Is it a swelling issue you're dealing with? Is it, you know, are you having infections or what's going on with the immune system that's causing the issues with lymph is another thing that we need to look at. So maybe not chiropractic in the sense of we need to do joint manipulation, more so do we need to get some soft tissue work to get some of that fluid moved around the body would be where I'd, you know, direct you as opposed to, yeah, we need to adjust your back or your neck because the joints aren't going to have as much effect on that is getting that soft tissue moved around. Yeah, so what we were talking about with that is should I wait? Should I do something about it? Just like Chris, I'm glad that his doctors and his care team has already started to get the ball rolling to further assess what the extent of his injuries are. And truthfully, I see, you know, people that have just come out of surgical procedures or long hospital stays, you know, those positions that you have to be in for a long amount of time do end up causing other symptoms. You know, you might have gone in with, you know, acute stomach pain, but having to lay in that hospital bed, you're not moving a lot. It's a different bed, a different position for a prolonged period of time now results in some back or some neck pain. And like Chris was having, again, symptoms down his arm, you know, initially we start to think, hey, is this an issue with my arm? More often than not, it's coming from the neck with those symptoms down the arm, and we see that all the time. But if you're listening today and you've had pain that keeps coming back, or pain that's lasted more than a few weeks, headaches that are more common and more frequent, or symptoms that are interfering with your work or sleep, or just enjoying life, that's a reasonable time to start getting this stuff evaluated. It does not mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're automatically headed for something major like one of those big surgical procedures, but it is meaning that your body's telling you that it needs some help. And that brings me to the second thing I wanted to talk about today, because even when people start to realize, yeah, I should probably do something about this, a lot of people are still hesitant because they're unsure what that treatment's actually going to look like. And one thing I really enjoy about educating patients about chiropractic care is that it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. A lot of people have this image in their head of what chiropractic is supposed to be. Usually they're picturing that loud popping or twisting or cracking. And for some people, that thought alone is enough to keep them from ever making an appointment. And I understand that too. If that's the only thing that you think chiropractic care is, and you're already in pain, already tense, and maybe a little nervous, it probably doesn't sound that appealing. But the reality is there are different ways to approach treatment. Some patients do really well with that traditional manual style of adjusting, the bending, twisting, popping most people think about when they think about their chiropractor. But other people do better with a gentler, more controlled approach. Maybe some people need more support from soft tissue work, like the question about the lymphatic system. Maybe we need to get you doing exercises, or we're going to use some form of electrical stimulation to get some of those muscle spasms down, or the laser therapy, like Chris with the disc issue. It really depends on what's going on. And that's one reason I have invested so much into learning and using the Activator method, because it allows for a very specific, very controlled, instrument-assisted adjustment. And for a lot of patients, especially people who are maybe anxious about getting adjusted or people who are really sensitive, or those people that just simply don't want their back or neck popped or cracked, it's an excellent fit to get them relief from chiropractic care without all the bending and twisting and popping. And I think that's reassuring for a lot of people to hear, because some listeners may be interested in getting help, but they've been putting it off because they think the treatment has to look a certain way. It doesn't. Good care should be individualized. And at our clinic, we want to meet patients where they are. We want to look at their symptoms, their exam findings, their comfort level, their injury history, and their goals. You know, what are we trying to get these people back to doing? And then we build a plan that makes sense for them. Sometimes that includes adjustments. Sometimes it's the instrument-assisted adjusting. Oftentimes we'll use that class 4 laser to help reduce that inflammation and calm those irritated tissues or nerves down. And then again, sometimes we use that electrical stimulation to help with pain control and muscle relaxation. And sometimes patients just need movement-based rehab and exercises. You know, I have a high school weightlifter who's, you know, has an injury to his lower back, and we just need to modify the way he's doing some of these exercises. You know, most of the care he's going to get, it's going to be in the clinic a few times initially, but most of the stuff he's going to get a lot of relief from is just changing the way he's doing some of these movements and making sure he's got the right patterns for these movements down as he starts to load his body more and more. The goal is not to do the same thing to everybody. The goal is to make the right decision for the individual patient. And I think that matters because people want results, but they also want to feel heard. They want to know their concerns matter. And, you know, if someone says, you know, I'm nervous about my neck or I don't want anything to be too aggressive, that should really be part of the conversation with your chiropractor. Another thing I think is worth mentioning is the patient education part. And that matters so much because when people understand what's happening in their body or why they're hurting, why a certain treatment is being recommended, they usually feel more comfortable and more confident with the process as opposed to if I just say, hey, we're doing this, this, and this, I'll see you on Wednesday. You know, if you understand all of those things, I get a lot better results at my clinic because people are in charge of their health. They're invested in it and they know how these therapies work, what success is supposed to look like, and what's going to happen if we're not having any success with the treatments. Like, what are the next steps? What are all my options? You know, that's a really big part is patient education because that alone can change the outcome. If somebody comes into the clinic with neck pain and headaches, for example, we can explain what structures are irritated, why the muscles are tightening up as part of that guarding response, what joints aren't moving well, and what we're trying to improve. It takes away a lot of that fear, and again, it gives people a better sense of control, because the anxiety about what's happening is this, you know, if you start to get on Google and you've got neck pain and headaches, you know, it runs the gamut from you slept wrong to you've got, you know, cancer that you're going to, you've got, you know, 2 months to live. And the fear in that aspect drives a lot of people to be really concerned and very anxious about going to see a doctor. So for anyone listening that's been curious about chiropractic care but has hesitated because you might think it might be too forceful or too uncomfortable or just not the right fit for you, I would really encourage you to not rule it out based on those assumptions. There may be more options than you realize. Now, the last thing I want to try and touch on before I get out of here today is people that have pain after a car accident and kind of what to do about it. And this is such an important topic because those car accident injuries are often misunderstood. A lot of people think, you know, if they go to the emergency room or didn't go to the emergency room as well, or if you're able to like walk away from the accident, you must be okay, right? I went to the emergency room, they did some scans, they said nothing was broken, I'm fine. You know, the emergency room's really there to make sure you're not going to, you don't have any fractures, you're not bleeding internally. But after that, their job's really done. They're not there to help you with the pain or the symptoms from those soft tissue and joint injuries. They just need to make sure you're not going to die when you walk out of the door. And maybe people say, you know, I felt all right that day, but the next few days I woke up and I was stiff. Or a few days later, I started getting my headaches. Or I went back to work 2 days later, and now my back's really bothering me. And that is extremely common. And I see it all the time in the clinic. After that accident, your adrenaline's high, your heart rate goes up, your body's in this stress response. And sometimes those symptoms are masked at first. But then when that adrenaline wears off, that pain and stiffness, the headaches, muscle spasms, or even some of those ridiculous symptoms start to show up. And that's why I always tell people not to judge the injury only on how they felt in the first day or two. You know, some of the most common things we see after those auto accidents are neck pain and headaches, low back pain, some tension between the shoulder blades. And occasionally those symptoms start to go into the arms or legs. Patients notice that it's difficult turning their head when they return to driving and they're trying to look around. You know, pain in their lower back if they sit for a long time, or difficulty sleeping is a big one. Or even just that sensation that your body doesn't feel right. Like I didn't have any of these symptoms prior to this accident. I was able to sit at work all day. I was able to move, but now something feels a little off. And that's where early evaluation matters. The sooner you get properly assessed, the sooner we can identify what's going on, document the injury, start addressing that inflammation, those joint restrictions, and those pain patterns before this thing becomes more chronic. That doesn't mean that every accident injury is severe, but it does mean these injuries deserve attention. In my clinic, one of the first things that we focus on with these accident cases is listening to the history. What happened during the accident? Where was the impact? You know, did you have your seatbelt on? Did those airbags go off? Did you hit anything in the car while you were moving around? There's a lot of force that gets translated from the car that hit you through your body and through those small joints and ligaments in the spine that can cause a lot of injuries. And if you don't get that stuff treated early on, years later, that's when those symptoms start to be really problematic, because now we've got those bone spurs from where the body has deposited calcium in those injuries where they didn't have that calcium before. Now we've got those nerve symptoms because the arthritis is pushing on those nerves. And you don't want to let that stuff happen.
Do you need a referral to be seen at Neil Clinic after an accident?
No. Chiropractors are portal of entry doctors. You don't have to have a referral from your primary care, from anybody. We're in network with almost every major insurance company, and most insurances, even Medicare, has chiropractic coverage as part of the benefits for those. You know, you can call our clinic, say, hey, I was in a car accident, or hey, I'd like to come in. We'll schedule your consultation, and that's a good time for me to talk with you about, is chiropractic care a good fit for you, or do I need to send you to another type of doctor for your condition? PJ's giving me that sign that I'm running out of time again this morning. Again, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. If you want my opinion on whether your case is chiropractic care or not, give us a call at 850-479-2700, or you can find us online at neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. Thanks again for having me on this morning, PJ.
One final text. Dr. Ben, you were talking about me right out of the gate this morning. I scheduled an appointment for Monday. See you then.
All right. Fantastic.
Thanks for being here.